Mrs. S.M.I. Henry, leader of the Women's Christian Temperance Union. Mrs. S.M.I. Henry, leader of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, was converted to Adventism while she was a patient at the Battle Creek Sanitarium and while Mrs. White was living in Australia. The two became fast friends through correspondence, although they never had the privilege of meeting in person. The following extracts from letters to Mrs. Henry show the relation that may be sustained with the Women's Christian Temperance Union by Seventh-day Adventist women of ability. I would be very much pleased could I be seated by your side and converse with you in regard to the incidents of your experience. I have an earnest desire to meet you. It is not impossible that, even in this life, we shall see each other face to face. When I learn of the gracious dealings of God with you, I feel very grateful to my Heavenly Father that the light of the truth for this time is shining into the chambers of your mind and into the soul temple. Across the broad waters of the Pacific, we can clasp hands in faith and sweet fellowship. I rejoice with you in every opportunity you have of reaching the people. I praise the Lord that He has wrought for you, that the great physician who has never lost a case, has healed you, and given you access to the people, that you may set before many your experience of the loving kindness of a gracious Redeemer. I thank the Lord with heart, and soul, and voice that you have been a prominent and influential member of the Women's Christian Temperance Union. In the providence of God you have been led to the light, to obtain a knowledge of the truth. This light and knowledge you need to bring into your work, as you associate with women whose hearts are softened by the Spirit of God, and who are searching for the truth as for hidden treasure. For 20 years I have seen that the light would come to the women workers in temperance lines. But with sadness I have discerned that many of them are becoming politicians, and that against God. They enter into questions and debates and theories that they have no need to touch. Christ said, "I am the light of the world, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Lord, I fully believe, is leading you that you may keep the principles of temperance clear and distinct, in all their purity and connection with the truth for these last days. They that do His will shall know of the doctrine. The Lord designs that women shall learn of Him meekness and lowliness of heart, and cooperate with the greatest teacher the world has ever known. When this is done, there will be no strife for the supremacy, no pride of opinion, for it will be realized that mind, and voice, and every jot of ability, are only lent talents, given by God to be used in His work, to accumulate for Him, and to be returned to the giver with all the increase. We are expected to grow in capability, in influence, and in power, ever looking unto Jesus. And by beholding, we shall be changed into His likeness. The woman's work is a power in our world, but it is lost when, with the word of God before her, she sees a thus saith the Lord and refuses to obey. The great and difficult thing for the soul to do is to part with its own supposed works of merit. It is not an easy matter to understand what it means to refuse self the best place of honor in the service of God. All unconsciously we act out the attributes of our own character and the bias of our own mind in the very presence of God, in our prayer and worship, in our service, and fail to see that we are absolutely dependent upon the leading of the Holy Spirit. Self is expected to do a work that is simply out of its power to do. This is the great peril of women's work in Christian temperance lines. The Lord does not bid you separate from the Women's Christian Temperance Union. They need all the light you can give them. You are not to learn of them but of Jesus Christ. Flash all the light possible into their pathway. You can agree with them on the ground of the pure, elevating principles that first brought into existence the Women's Christian Temperance Union. "Behold," said Christ, "I send you forth as lambs among wolves." If He sends His disciples on such a mission, will He not work through you to open the Scriptures to those who are in error? Cherish the fragrance of that love that Christ has revealed for fallen humanity, and by precept and example teach the truth as it is in Jesus. The Holy Spirit alone is able to develop in the human heart that which is acceptable in the sight of God. The Lord has given you capabilities and talents to be preserved uncorrupted in their simplicity. through Jesus Christ you may do a good work. As souls shall be converted to the truth, have them unite with you in teaching these women who are willing to be taught, to live and labor intelligently and unitedly. I am so glad, my sister, that you did not sever your connection with the Woman's Christian Temperance Union. You may have to sever this connection, but not yet, not yet. Hold your place. Speak the words given you by God, and the Lord will certainly work with you. You may see many things you do not approve of, but do not fail nor be discouraged. I hope and pray that you may be clothed daily with the righteousness of Christ. I hope, my sister, that you will have an influence in the Woman's Christian Temperance Association to draw many precious souls to the standard of truth. The Lord is drawing many to an examination of the truth, and you need not fail nor be discouraged. So beside all waters. These are good waters in which you can sow the seeds of truth, even if you do not dwell publicly upon the prominent features of our faith. It would not be wise to be too definite. The oil of grace revealed in your conscious and unconscious influence will make known that you have the light of life. This will shine forth to others in your direct, positive testimony upon subjects on which you can all agree, and this will have a telling influence. I was greatly pleased with your letter, in which you gave me the history of your experience with the WCTU. When I read it, I said, "Thank the Lord. That is seed sowing which is of value." I am pleased, so much pleased. The Lord has certainly opened your way. Keep it open, if possible. A work can be accomplished by you. Preserve your strength for such efforts. Attend important gatherings when you can. These occasions will be very trying seasons, but when the Lord gives His loved ones a special work to do, He sends His angels to be round about them. There are very many precious souls whom the Lord would have reached by the light of truth. Labor is to be put forth to help them to understand the Scriptures. I have felt an intense interest in the WCTU workers. These heroic women know what it means to have an individuality of their own. I desire so much that they shall triumph with the redeemed around the great white throne. My prayer shall be in your behalf that you may be given special opportunities to attend their large gatherings, and that your voice may be heard in defense of the truth. I dare not give you advice in this important matter. You are on the ground and Christ is on the ground. Be assured that He will work with you and through you and by you. It ought to be a great encouragement to you in your work to think of the compassion and tender love of God for those who are seeking and praying for light. We should hold convocations for prayer to ask the Lord to open the way that the truth may enter the stronghold where Satan has set up his throne, and dispel the shadow which he has cast athwart the pathway of those he is seeking to deceive and to destroy. We have the promise, or rather, the assurance, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." The work you are doing to help our sisters feel their individual accountability to God is a good and necessary work. Long has it been neglected, but when this work has been laid out in clear lines, simple and definite, we may expect that the essential duties of the home, instead of being neglected, will be done much more intelligently. The Lord would ever have us urge upon those who do not understand the worth of the human soul. Christ our Savior appreciated the excellency of the soul. Our sisters have generally a very hard time, with their increasing families and their unappreciated trials. I have so longed for women who could be educators to help them to arise from their discouragement, and to feel that they could do a work for the Lord. And this effort is bringing rays of sunshine into their lives, and is being reflected upon the hearts of others. God will bless you, and all who shall unite with you, in this grand work. If we can, my sister, we should speak often to our sisters, and lead them in the place of saying go. Lead them to do as we should do, to feel as we should feel, a strong and abiding perception of the value of the human soul. We are learners that we may be teachers. This idea must be imprinted in the mind of every church member. We believe fully in church organization, but in nothing that is to prescribe the precise way in which we must work, for all minds are not reached by the same methods. Nothing is to be allowed to keep the working servant of God from his fellow man. The individual believer is to labor for the individual sinner. Teach this, my sister. You have many ways opened before you. Address the crowd whenever you can, hold every jot of influence you can by any association that can be made the means of introducing the leaven to the meal. Every man and every woman has a work to do for the Master. Personal consecration and sanctification to God will accomplish, through the most simple methods, more than the most imposing display. Teach our sisters that every day the question is to be, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do this day? Each vessel consecrated to God will daily have the holy oil emptied into it, that it may be emptied out into other vessels. Every day we may be advancing in the Christian character, waiting and watching for opportunities to do the will and work of God. Every word uttered, every work performed in Christ's lines, will have an enduring preeminence. Speak the words that are given you of God, and the Lord will certainly work with you. Do not fail nor be discouraged, although you may see many things which you do not approve. I hope and pray that you may be clothed with the righteousness of Christ daily. Written to Mrs. S. M. I. Henry, March 25, 1899.